Brothers Radio.
Believe it.
You're listening to Straight Talk and Motivation, coming your way live on Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. My name is Aubrey, and we are still in the midst of Caribbean Heritage Month in the United States. I am very excited about some of the things that have already taken place, some of the accomplishments of some of the people in my sphere of influence and beyond. Thank you for listening to our show tonight. Our topic is Good Morning, How Are You Thinking? And I'm thinking that it's I'm thinking that it's a good time to be grateful and to take a second look at where we have been in the last year and where we are now, the first 6 months of 2021. And I am going to say this out loud, very out loud, how grateful I am for the blessing and the security of God in my space. I don't know how people look at the concept of God, but take a second look at your value in relationship to creation as you move forward in your quest for money, love, peace, blessings, all of these things that are crucial to the development, not just of your life, but to the development of your legacy. I am moved for us. Several reasons. One among them is a song that I came across while I was in the Amy family group, Amy Harris family group. And, you know, my family spans a lot of different brand names, you know, Innes, Belgrove, Padmore, those types of things. And earlier this year, my mom passed away, as I said previously on my show. And I was always curious, but I began digging deeper into the family legacy. I didn't know what I would find, and I wasn't going to be deterred by what I did find. But I'm always thinking. And so when I say good morning, I check it out. Some people say other things, you know. Happy rising. But I say good morning because I'm committed to believing that the opportunity to wake up in the first instance is a good thing. And I'm going to play that song for you because in my thinking, based on what is happening, sometimes I get a little depressed, if you will. But years ago, I decided that everything in my life needs a timeline. So depression, I manage it through my thought process by giving it a time period to authentically feel bad about something and then step away from it to continue my journey. Because I realized a long time ago that depression and envy and all of these other pieces that I keep seeing pop up in the world doesn't benefit me at all. So I have to take a second look and suggest, for the sake of understanding, that my thinking is a necessary element for me. How I think is very vital in how I create resilience in my life and how I manage the equity, disperse the inequity of people, places, animals, and things. But I say all that to say that this song by Ray Vibes Harris, Amy Clan, I'm glad and thank you for sharing it because it has moved me to a grateful way of thinking sustainably. Excuse me. And when I think, I don't just think about me, I think about self and others. That's one of the five fundamentals of empowerment in life. All right. And I could easily flip this title for this talk today into that modality. You know, the five fundamentals of empowerment. But I did it before. And I shared it before. And those five fundamentals are also part of the disbursement of how I deal with thinkonomics. Now, thinkonomics in of itself is when you're thinking about what you're doing in relationship to who else is benefiting. And there's a seed of equal or greater benefit to the participants. It's a very key thing that I do. And many times over the years, people have tried to get the mentality behind it, and some have gotten it, others haven't. But I've had people ask me if I'm going to benefit from working with them, and it happened a couple of times, and I knew they weren't the right client. And so we didn't do business. So right now, inside of every single day when you get up, every morning is something that you have to look at where you're going. And looking at the vitality element and looking at how you're trending mentally. This is part of the reason that we become so engulfed in chaos. We don't think properly. And as a pioneer in this type of thing, it isn't easy. But I said earlier in this process that the song in particular is really part of proper thinking and salutations to people and to the world. And I feel that this song is a sustainable way of helping people how to think and promote gratitude, not just for themselves, but for others. I'm going to play that tune right now, and you listen to the lyrics really carefully, okay? Here's Rare Vibes. Bless. Good morning.
Rise and shine, don't forget to give Jah thanks for life. Sunshine or rain falling, it's a new day. Hope is good, but mine stay far away. Blessed good morning. Rise and shine, don't forget to give Jah thanks for life. Sunshine or rain falling, as long as you rise, keep your eyes up on the prize. Every day steady but not grind, working hard to get the thing, but it seems like don't get no better. But out there in the fields, working hard to get a meal, but them still got dirty cheddar. Not easy hearing my mom all for it. Blood, sweat, and tears, then give all for it. So make sure your belly full of something in your pocket, yeah. Don't ever take that for granted. So keep your head up, I know you're better. Life in an easy road, so don't ever give up. We're gonna make it out. With each new day, there's a chance to work it out. So good morning. Rise and shine, don't forget to give that thanks for life. Sunshine or in falling, it's a new day. Hope is good, but might stay far away. Let's say good morning. Rise and shine, don't forget to give that thanks for life. Sunshine or in falling, as long as you rise, keep your eyes up on the prize. We're gonna wake up and smell the roses. Yeah, it's gonna be alright. Ease your mind from all your trials and cares. Those things with the night. If life was full of disappointments, train your happiness right away. Get up. We're gonna make some progress today. So keep your head up, I know you're better. Life in an easy road, so don't ever give up. We're gonna make it out. With each new day, there's a chance to work it out. So good morning. Rise and shine, don't forget to give Jah thanks for life. Sunshine or rain falling, it's a new day. Hope is good, but might stay far away. Let's say good morning. Rise and shine, don't forget to give Jah thanks for life. Sunshine or rain falling, as long as you rise, keep your eyes up on the prize. From adversity, a positive mind brings positive results. Be wise, every step forward. Anything that holds your back needs to be cut. Be smart, make the right choices. Only listen to uplifting voices. Humble yourself and you will see in time. Everything is gonna turn out fine. Let's say good morning. Rise and shine, don't forget to give Jah thanks for life. Sunshine or rain falling, it's a new day. Hope is good, but might stay far away. Let's say good morning. Rise and shine, don't forget to give Jah thanks for life. Sunshine or rain falling, as long as you rise, keep your eyes up on the prize. Let's say good morning. Rise and shine, don't forget to give Jah thanks for life. Sunshine or rain falling, it's a shine, step away. Let's say good morning. Rise and shine. Don't forget to give Jah thanks for life. Sunshine or rain falling. As long as you rise, keep your eyes up on the prize.
Just listening to this tune gets me very excited in my morning, and it carries me through the day. So that helps me to think, because I know that you have to give thanks for life, and everyone is trying to work for a penny, a dollar, whatever it is. And in the midst of that, there are a lot of problems going on, and people are looking at how do we solve these problems. Well, sometimes a problem is designed to be a purpose for you. But you have to take a very serious, introspective look, thinking, what am I truly looking at? And the first diagnosis is to find out what the problem or purpose is with you and that scenario that your eyes are obliging you to see or your ears to hear. Right? Look at what is really the current need, and how do you manage the equity derived from assessing what the problem is. And what do you propose to, what is your proposition, your written proposition as you think? As you're thinking, are you writing? 98%, from what I've heard many times, different spheres of influence, is that when you write, you recall better. And every episode in your life, as you think about it, becomes your book of life. When you started out, regardless of what religious perspective you are coming from or spiritual perspective, there's always an assessment that needs to be done as you travel. Now, as I became a person that is an introspective thinker, as I look at things, I have to see them different, because everything that's in front of me may not be what I think it is. So before you can think about making an offer, you have to assess the need and what the buyer wants. And I'm not saying the word buyer to reflect a money exchange. What the philosophical and psychological and practical implications are as you're taking a jump of belief and understanding. And is it of value to you? My good friend Herbert Harris is always telling me, and we've talked about this, I've known him for some time, and he says, Aubrey, when you're going to make a deal, make sure that it benefits you and the person at the same time. Because that's a good deal. If both are benefiting, that's a good deal. So the offer has to be valuable to you in the scenario and the other person. But make sure that that person is qualified in terms of expectation for you to receive something also. You know? It's key how you think and how you feel and how you reflect in terms of developing a concept or mindset about what empowerment looks like. So if your value is delivered to the consumer, you're the first product. You know, you'll hear people say, I'm a product of America, or I'm a company man. These are assessments that people do as they're thinking about what their value look like, what their aspiration looks like. Because that's crucial. Very important that you look again at the value to the customer, and they're going to consume you as a person in their space. Consume you. In other words, they're actively listening to you as they think. Some people stare at you, nod with you, and they have a blockade on your voice, on your intentions, and all of these things. So how are you thinking when you are engaging others, self and others? How are you thinking about yourself as a value aspiration? It's important. People have always said to me, Arby, why do you always have to think so deeply? My deeply to you is my normal to me. That's part of the normality of Arby Padmore. But it comes across as deep. And some people translate it as they're thinking, as this guy is really arrogant. And I've been told by some people that I'm arrogant. And I said, break that down to me as an introspective listener. Try to recall what I just said. That sets up a whole new Thinkonomics program. Because like, well, how do you expect me to remember what you just said? I said, because you're not actively listening for recall. That's the problem, not the conversation. So people are always seeking options. You know, they want service, but they want options that are offered that can help them to solve the problem or develop the purpose that's in front of them. I call this whole conversation an empowerment way of thinking, and I call it POVO. A practitioner's approach to change. But if you see something and you want to say something, in most cases you have to think about what you're looking at. What are you hearing? My example is that as I look at what people say to each other, is it a value to me or is it junk? And earlier on in life, and I guess this is because I was born without words and I had to use my ear to hear and translate and manage vertical and horizontal thinking. Because a lot of the chaos that I see as people think alludes to a lot of negative progressions because they are buying in to vertical conversations, not horizontal. In other words, gossip, as an example, becomes a horizontal conversation, not a vertical conversation. When something goes wrong in terms of you assessing your problem or your purpose and you pray and you meditate on what is going on, that is a vertical conversation. I hope I said that right because it's a beautiful thing. Once you understand through Thinkonomics and Thinkology, I'm a wordsmith, so I'll create a word now and I'll make it up because that's how words get into the dictionary. And if you subscribe to the dictionary, then we're going to come up with words. And some of those words are not appropriate. But because of our behavior, after we think, they're adopted for meaning. But the most important thing in life is that your ability, to have that ability, to execute the execution factor. That's why one of the reasons Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station, is because we understand education, and we know that for education to take place, there must be a lyrical splendor, a poetic justice within the thinkonomics of the whole process. So when we plan, we consider the topic area. We need to do that. As we deliver the product to market, meaning you, meaning goods and services, these types of things. And it's important to continue to think on these things. Someone said to me earlier on in life, stop thinking. And I said, how is that possible? Thinking is a natural progression as a part of your automation. Even if you're not saying anything information is still being propelled inside of your mind and brain and spirit. You even have conversations with yourself. So sometimes the external person, who is you, that is you in the body, is talking to the self person in the spirit. And that creates vitality element. And in some cases, it creates negative progression, because if people tell you you're nobody, well, you have to really look at that. But what are they saying? Is it you that they're talking to, or is it themselves that they're having a conversation on and leveraging their inability to be practical with themselves onto you, and then you react? I have a lot of stories in the undiscovered country of my life, and that's why I share, because I know people need to hear my voice. And actually yesterday a young lady said, I don't know if you know this, but I didn't really realize who you were. And once I realized who you were, I started following you, listening to you, and checking out your videos and your audios and so on. And she said, I just wanted you to know that before we talk. And I said, well, thank you. I didn't know that, but it's good that you're telling me this. And by the time we were finished talking, she was at a level of encouragement. And I reached out to her, because in my spirit, as I'm going through her Facebook, I said, you know, I need to check out something. The energy there, I need to make a phone call. And I called her, and we had a very valuable conversation that continues even up until right now. And when I talk about it later, you'll find out how the edutainment and the hybrid notion of hybrid development for broadcasting and musicology and all these other pieces come together. Sounds like a superhero sci-fi type of thing. But whatever you do as you proceed, and I'm getting ready to get out of here. As you proceed, I want for you to know that as you think, remember, how are you thinking? And number two, no matter what is going on in your space, you are still the best. You are still the best. Value, aspiration in creation. Don't let it die. Don't kill yourself, whatever is going on. That's just losing the body with no recourse to change your course. If you want to hear that said again, repeat the video. I mean, repeat the audio when you're listening to this once the broadcast is over. So I want to thank you for listening to me. I want to thank all of those people who from January up until now have been a part of the introspective scenario here, has been sharing and caring and just doing some wonderful things with us through the storms. And there have been a lot of them so far this year. Very important. And as you think again. And then think some more and write some more. And if you're prescribing to something that you have not qualified in terms of how you think and behave, check yourself. For your own benefit, not someone else's benefit. Because only you know what you're going through. And only you know, between you and your belief system, but regardless of race, creed, color, spiritual origin, religion, only you know. I'm going to close here with Jose Haynes, because his music shows me that he is a thinker. Or the writer of the song is a thinker. Check this out as we leave.
For the top. No one knows my struggle. No one knows my pain. No one sees these problems.
astray when I'm going through these troubles. But I'm bowing my knees, oh God, and I'm calling out to you. I'm calling out, I'm crying out, Lord help me come through. 'Cause no one knows my struggle, no one knows my pain, no one sees these problems, Lord I have to face. Only you, Lord.
So, in closing, how are you thinking? Remember to get up every morning with a sense of gratitude. That's where it all begins, to help your thinking. I want to give a shout out to a couple of people, and they know who they are. I'm not going to mention them by name because we've spoken previously. And I want to say continue thinking the way you're thinking because you have elevated. You have elevated and you will continue to soar because that is your calling, to soar above the problems. To take your problem and convert it to a purpose. Don't let it die. Live more because you're beautiful. You are beautiful. Heading on out. Take care.
All covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. Chick and a mom thinking stick, ready to make that fire. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful. is all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. Fresh air.
Carrie Voice Radio.
Believe it.